In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
I was an in-person business owner, you know, service-based. I had to change my whole business practice. I think what happened was I just really needed a creative project to give me some kind of stress relief, really, about feeling so isolated and anxious. And that's really how it developed. The ideas just kind of, you know, sprang to mind, as they do with writers, authors, and they just, you know, the ideas just come into your mind and you start to realize that when the characters drop into your mind, that at first you might be thinking, well, what the heck is that all about? But then eventually you realize, oh, these are characters and they want to be developed into a storyline.
Welcome to the True Fiction Project, a podcast series that explores the origins of fiction. Every week, we begin with an interview, nonfiction, followed by a creative piece, fiction, inspired by something from the interview. The idea is to demonstrate, of course, that fiction is born out of our life experiences. Now, here's your host, storyteller, author, public speaker, health and wellness expert, Renita Hora.
Welcome, everyone, to the True Fiction Project. I'm your host, Renita Hora. And for all of you listeners out there, you know how much I love middle grade fiction. I mean, that is my go-to genre in writing. It's what I write. And so when I come across other writers who write this genre, I dive right into what they have to say. So very happy to welcome to today's show, Victoria McGrath. She is a writer of middle grade fantasy. Hi, Victoria. Vicky.
Hello, Renita. I'm excited to be here speaking with you and your audience.
Welcome to the True Fiction Project. So excited to have you on the show and so excited to talk about your debut novel. It's a middle grade children's graphic novel. Is that right? Tales from the Clinic?
Correct. Yes. Yeah. It's a first of a series. There's going to be 7 of them. So it's a long game.
It is a long game, and with graphic novels, even longer. Are you an illustrator as well as a writer?
I am not an illustrator. It's all in my mind. So part of the process has been having an illustrator bring my vision to life. Lucky her.
Yeah. So how did this come about? I mean, you came up with the idea. I know it was you and your daughter somehow together devised, you know, you tell me.
Well, I think it's probably a story you've heard before. It sort of started in COVID when everyone was in lockdown here in Ontario. I'm not sure how it was where you were, but in Ontario, you know, it was pretty much lockdown from March 2020. Well, for much longer than probably we would have liked. I was a business owner and my business practices had to change dramatically. I was an in-person business owner, you know, service-based. I had to change my whole business practice, as did many. My daughter was home from school, taking classes online. Everybody was so, felt so isolated and anxious. And I think what happened was I just really needed a creative project to give me some kind of stress relief, really, about feeling so isolated and anxious. And that's really how it developed. The ideas just kind of, you know, sprang to mind, as they do with writers, authors. And they just, you know, the ideas just come into your mind and you start to realize that when the characters drop into your mind, that at first you might be thinking, well, what the heck is that all about? But then eventually you realize, oh, these are characters and they want to be developed into a storyline, right? And they have a purpose and they want to be heard. And so the whole foundation of the novel series is actually based on my daughter's desire to be a vet. She's always wanted to be a veterinarian from as long as she's been able to express what she would like to be in her life. She's an animal lover. To this day, she's now in university. She still wants to be a vet. And so that was really kind of the foundation. The foundation of the book is based on the characters and their moms. Their moms are veterinarians. They own a veterinary clinic together. And so that's really kind of how the whole series developed, was from that foundation. And, you know, it takes place, funnily enough, you know, of course, as things evolve and your story grows, the characters are based in my hometown, my childhood hometown. That's how I envision, you know, they go to school, they walk to the veterinary clinic on Main Street. I envision exactly my own walk through my childhood from school to the things that I did in life, you know, the historic Main Street, all of the historical houses and buildings that are there, you know, so it's kind of a neat thing to be able to develop that whole storyline so that it has some richness, because in a graphic novel, a fantasy graphic novel, it's challenging to have that richness, you know, I think, and because it's just a picture on a page. So the characters have to evoke the foundation, the background, the characters themselves and what they represent. So it's been very exciting.
Yeah, no, I'd love to ask you more about that. I mean, why did you choose a graphic novel and why middle grade?
Well, who knows? Honestly, I have no idea how I came to be a middle grade fantasy graphic novel author. It's just the way it evolved. When the first character that came to me was actually the main character of the novel, and it was a dragon. And so, you know, when you get a dragon that pops in as a character, it takes a little bit of time to figure out where that character wants to be. And middle grade was just where it wanted to be.
Got it. Well, it's definitely fantasy because I haven't seen dragons sort of walking around in my backyard. in the backyard of my mind all the time, all the time.
That's right.
But, you know, a graphic, I mean, look, writing a book is not an easy endeavor. I don't care what kind of book, even a picture book or, you know, some kind of epic fantasy that stretches thousands and thousands of words and pages. None of it is easy, but a graphic novel is not easy in a different way, and especially if you're not an illustrator. So tell us how you sort of decided to do the graphic novel and went about finding your illustration partner and putting it all together.
I'm an avid reader. I've read my whole life, as I'm sure you have, and most writers and authors are certainly going to probably be readers. And so as a child youth myself, I actually really loved comic books, graphic novels, and especially, you know, ones that were kind of like a series, but not necessarily a story arc, like an entire story arc. Like when you think about an entire story arc spanning several novels or whatever, like Harry Potter is an example, right? That where Harry grows throughout the novels and it's a whole story arc of his quest. And so I really liked comic books, which were obviously there was a continuity among the characters, a continuity among the story arcs, but not necessarily the same story, you know, on and on and on. And so I think that was sort of what inspired me to go the route that I did with my novels. It's the same foundational characters in each novel.
But it's a different adventure each time.
Exactly. A different adventure each time, a different multidimensional adventure each time, different multidimensional character each time. And so there were also a lot of interesting graphic novels as I was kind of interested in reading as a young person. Tintin, I'm not sure if you're familiar with Tintin.
Yes, right? Grew like up that, on Tintin.
That was a real, for me, you know, I loved Tintin. I thought it was great. And so those are kind of the reasons why I went with the graphic novel.
Great reasons. I mean, it's always good to, I think, go with what you know and what you've experienced and what takes you to sort of your happy place, comfort zone, childhood.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
And finding the illustrator?
Yeah, so the illustrator, I discovered my publisher, Hasmark, through my own personal development journey, which I've been on for a few years now. I work with Peggy McCall. She's also an author. And so I learned through Peggy that her sister is actually a publisher, Hasmark Publishing. And so that's kind of how that all happened for me, was that through my personal development journey, I discovered Hasmark Publishing, and Hasmark actually found the illustrator for me. And so the illustrator had done several other children's books, not necessarily graphic novels, but illustrated children's books. And so together we were able to establish what I kind of had in mind, and she was very accommodating. And we developed the characters based on my mind, picture in my mind. And you know, the funny thing about the whole characters is that actually when I started writing my books, they actually were based on, like, the characters were my daughter and her best friend. And in time, it occurred to me that I should have a boy and a girl main character, because as I discovered through lots of research, boys won't really read books only about girls. And so one of the characters evolved into a boy.
I see. Yeah, makes sense.
But the characters are still the same. And so when you have in your mind what you want to see, the characters evolve into the whole picture of the story as you're writing it. It's not that difficult to translate it into illustration, as long as you've got someone who is willing to work with you and who obviously is talented.
Absolutely. So you're going to read for us today. Can you give us a little bit of a setup as to what part of the novel you're going to read from or what happens? Don't tell us what happens because you're going to read, but just set it up for us.
Sure. So I'm going to read the first couple of pages, which is the intro to the characters. And the novel is based on two best friends who help out at their mom's veterinary clinic and get into multidimensional adventures with the patients. So that's the whole sort of overview. And then I'm going to read you the introduction or first chapter or first few pages just to kind of give you an understanding of some of the characters.
Fantastic. Okay. Before you do, let our listeners and viewers and audiences know where we can find your work, your website, social media, whatever you would like to share.
Sure. So of course, it will be on Amazon. The Dragon and the Mysterious Artifact is what the title will be. And so Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Indigo Chapters, if you're in Canada. And of course, also on my website, which is vickimagrathauthor.com. And if anyone would like to join me on Instagram, I am at vicky.grath.
Wonderful, wonderful. Okay, The Dragon
and the Mysterious Artifact.
And the series is called
Tales from the Clinic.
This book was released December 2024. Is that
That's
right?
That's correct. It was released and it has paperback, hardcover, ebook, and audiobook versions.
My goodness, audiobook, graphic novel audiobook. I mean, that in and of itself raises a whole series of questions. I think we're just going to have you back on the show to talk more about this. Do you have plans for more books next year or in the future or close on the heels of the first?
Well, I do have a series of seven, and so hopefully the others will be out. I intend to add them sort of every year, so hopefully 2025 will be the second one in the series.
Fantastic. I cannot wait to get my hands all over these. Vicky, thank you so much for joining us on the True Fiction Project. It has been such a pleasure. So much fun.
Thank you so much. I really enjoyed myself.
That was Vicky McGrath talking about her debut novel, The Dragon and the Mysterious Artifact, on the True Fiction Project. And I am your host, Renita Hora.
You purr at me and I feel complete. Then you come at me like the Wolverine. And even though you often turn your back on me, our love goes deeper than a submarine. No, I don't want clay dust inside of you, or chemicals in the place you poo. In my arms or in your box, our love will be pure.
World's best cat litter for the world's best cat.
And now to the premise of the True Fiction Project, which of course is to create fiction out of nonfiction.
This is Tales from the Clinic, Book One, The Dragon and the Mysterious Artifact by Vicky McGrath. Are you ready, Jules? Sam asked as he approached his best friend's locker in the hall of the elementary school they both attended, Parkview Public School. I sure am, responded Julia, smiling at Sam, pulling her backpack straps over her shoulders and closing her locker door with a bang. Okay, let's go then. Sam started down the hall towards the main doors. My mom wanted me to help out at the clinic today after school. That's good. I have homework to do, and I can do it at the clinic, Julia said, as they walked out of the school and towards the veterinary clinic owned by their mothers. Yeah, I have homework as well, Sam glanced around as they walked and pulled his backpack higher up on his shoulders. Hopefully, I can get it done after I'm finished at the clinic. Can you believe our moms have owned the vet clinic for 15 years already? Julia exclaimed. We're pretty lucky they met at vet college and decided to go into business together. I know, right? Sam agreed. It's a good thing we decided to be besties at birth, Sam and Julia laughed. Like we had a choice, Julia laughed. And we get to help with all the patients who stay over and board with the clinic. It's pretty much a win-win-win, Sam continued. The kids walked through the schoolyard across the road and cut through the community center. As they walked along the pathway behind the center, they entered Main Street and walked towards the clinic. The clinic was a heritage house that was part of a commercial area, which had been renovated to become a veterinary clinic several years ago. It had a waiting area in the front, two assessment rooms, a surgery room, and two holding rooms in the back. Hi, Mom, called Sam and Julia in unison, grinning at each other as they walked in the clinic's back door.
Here at the True Fiction Project, we're always looking for great stories that make for compelling fiction. So if you have a great story or know someone who does, or if you're a writer who'd like to be featured on the show, then please do get in touch with us at runita.com/contact. And if you haven't signed up for our newsletter, then you can do so by visiting substack.com/@runitahora, all spelled out one word. That's substack.com/@RENITAHORA. I'll be offering paid subscribers something a little extra special each time, including a video version of this podcast.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.